Benazah, my friend, and for sure I'll win. I will tell him, but that's when you're having a race with your pigeons. Amalai, then you can't say for sure your pigeon's going to win. How do you know? So there, when you're gambling, maybe you really mean it. You mean taka to give up the money. So maybe by pigeons, it'll win for your nissa. Now, we turn to tell him, but that's yoni. If you do it, we'll only say the second case. By pigeons, the omar vinaksha, tal yamusa. That what it's totally vinaksha, that's the way you start the race. But that's what Rashi says, sheyeshloi dapin shalaitz, menakshay zuluzu. Yes, nada, like ring the bells that makes the pigeon start flying, start moving. And if you could ring your bell well, you're going to make yours go fast. So therefore, you could say, you could say, I know how to get it started faster. I know how to make this right bang that will get my pigeon to win. So therefore, also, you think you sure could win. So therefore, it's an asmachta. You never meant to give the money away. Therefore, you call the Russia. I will tell them, but that's not the money. For the case of you gambling, maybe then it's not sure you win. Maybe your friend will win you. Tricha, that's what in both cases to say no. In both cases, there's a chash gezer here, or as Eno Eisen, if you shuva shalom, here's what in both cases. Meitzvah, I have a kasha with it. It says, Hamasaka b'kubya, what, Meitzvah, Hamasaka b'kubya. Eno hein, what's the case of Hamasaka b'kubya? What are these cases? Eno hein, Hamasakim b'tispasim, some of the plays with, Rashi says, shuvriyetim, broken pieces of wood. Oh, it's a type of a gambling. Now, v'lepis tispasim, about not only broken pieces of wood, Amu ela filo klipya gazin, even with nuts shells, or klipya remainim, pomegranate shells. Now, v'yei masai chazrosan, nishiyistu as tispehim, when do we say these people do tshuva? That we start saying the kosher liyedus, nishiyistu as tispehim, when they break their, whatever they're playing with, say dice, whatever they're playing with, when they break it, the yachzer of the hem chazor gemura. And they really do tshuva. The afilu bechinam le'avdi. That even bechinam they wouldn't do it. Yeah. Even not for gambling, they wouldn't do this anymore. Yeah. That's how they do tshuva by gambling. Now, malva beridus, when it says there's a psul of malva beridus, what is that? Echad ha-malva v'echad ha-leva. Whether you're the one that's lending the money, whether you're the one that's borrowing the money, beridus, both the malva and leva are possible liyedus. When do we say they're called doing tshuva that they become ksherim? Nisha yikrash turehim. When they rip up the shtar not to collect the ribbis. V'yachzubem chazara gemura. What does that mean? That afilu l'nachru lo musvi. That they won't lend any more money even to a guy. Even though really you're allowed to lend money but ribbis to a guy, you're allowed to. But here this person, since he first did the avera, he lent ribbis to another Jew, now he wants to do tshuva, so he's even going to stay away from ribbis, not even to lend it to a guy. That's called real tshuva. We trust him, then he's allowed to be innate. Umavricha yoinim, people that fly their pigeons, elu shemamru mesa yoinim, that they, Rashi says, magisim oisam zeal zeh ilochem, that they make the pigeons fight. Rashi says they have fights. We have bull fights, they have pigeon fights. That they make the pigeons fight one against another. For lo yoinim avad, and some they bet which pigeon will beat up the other one. For lo yoinim avad, not only pigeons, amru, helafidu behem achayiv yoch, even a bullfight, also the same thing. That psulim liyedis. V'yem asay chazrosan, when are they called doing tshuva? Mishayishpuras pigmeim. When they break the pigmeim, Rashi says, Eilu dafin shemazazam them. That's the dafin they use to make them fight. Kids, they break whatever they stir up the animal to get them excited, to make them fight, when they break those tools. And v'yachzru behem chazar gemura, they do a big tshuva. What does that mean? That the afilu ba midva nam lo yavdi, and not even in the midva. Rashi said that there's not shchiach yivarim there. The yishuv, five year. That's how they do tshuva. Now, soichre shviyas, what's called soichre shviyas? People that do business with teres of shviyas, elu shenoisim v'noisim v'teres of shviyas. People that do business. You have the apples that grew on shviyas, and the Torah says, l'ochle, you're not to eat it, but not to do business. The person takes and sells it and does business. So he's a Russia. The aim of Seichas Rossum, where is it called he's doing tshuva? Mishetagiya Shviyas Acheres, when it comes next year, next Shviyas, the Yabodlo. And he doesn't do business with the Torah Shviyas. Now, V'yomu Rav Nechemyo, Loichas Rossum Dvorim Bovad Amru, that alone is not enough just with Dvorim. Rashi says, like, Loima, Loimaisif Oid, Tell him not to say, I won't do it anymore. But he has to return the money also. Does the Torah shvi if he has to return? What does that mean to say, Kesad? Oimer ani, ploini bar ploini, kinasti mosayim zuz. The Torah shvi, you have to like be moedal emes and say, me. You have to say your name. That you gathered together $200 worth of Torah shvi. And you did business with them. I did a business with them. For Rehem is Sunim the Matono Lianian. You know what I'm doing now? I'm taking this money, the $200 that I made from the Torah shvi that I sold. And I'm going to do tshuva now. I'm taking that money, giving it to the Nian. This is the eighth of the kids to do tshuva. How do you become kosher liyedus? So Gemara says, Kitani mi is what we learn here. Tehema. It says that yoinim, that's not only pigeons, it's even animals also. So bishleim, if you learn the place, whether it was a gambling, which one first comes in first, even the animals also, you can have a gamble, which animal comes in first. El lamandi yamarim, if you learn the pshat word, that it's some type of a pigeon that draws other people, other pigeons to come to it, like a gezel. So the hema bat ochi, is there any type of an animal that does this type of a job? So Gemara says, yes, in b'shor habar, you can have a wild ox. Rashi says, doimu l'chai, it's like a chaya. So you megadda b'beisa, if you raise it in your house, hemas l'midbori, so it goes into the midbor, or matoya chayis, and it takes the chayis, it talks them into, coming back to you. That's also called Gezel of Dr. Shalom. Where it says, Ukumandi Yomar, Shor Habar, Min Behemahu. And that's the Machlekes. That a wild animal, wild ox, is called a Behemah. That's now we learned. Shor Habar, wild ox, Min Behemahi. The Yoysi Yomar, Min Chai, it's called a Min Chai. So I call upon him, it's not Shver. Yoynim could also be a type of an Oira, a gatherer, so a leader that causes other animals to come home. Tanu will learn like this. Haisifu Aleim, it says not only the cases in the Mishnah are those people who show him they can an apostle Yedis, or apostle to be a Dayan, but Haisifu Aleim, we added unto them, Hagazlonim, Agazlim, Yachamsonim. Chamsim is you grab from other people, even though you pay for it. Like I said, listen, you have a nice hat, give it to me. I say, no. I say, listen, here's $10 and I'm taking it from you. That's called a Chamsim. So, for the Gemara, Gazlim, Yeraisu. Like, what do you have to add unto? This is Dosim Yeraisu. Pashas Atosis Rosh Eid. So, the Yin Tanan, Matthias Chayir, that Gazlin is Pasul Midiraisa. So what do you have to say? Irayim. Like in our Mishnah, they're only Pasul Midirabonim. Here, it's Pasul Midiraisa Pritam. The Nitzchu Elo LeMetziyah Cherashet of the Kotim. In the case of what? That if you found a Metziyah that a Cherashet of the Kotim lost. Yeah. So that's only Pasul Midirabonim. There's no real Gazlin Midiraisa. Mikoros of Metziyah Cherashet of the Kotim Loshichi. It does not happen too often. Therefore, they didn't make them to be tzulim. Inam yosef le daka shalom yalma. They thought it's only gezel mishum daka shalom. Kivon the chazri, the safe save, the moina heavy, the koshakli. But at the end, the chum saw no. As the maestah, why is the person keeping this aveda? Because he wants money. And he's even going to take somebody else's money. Therefore, paslun the rabbonun, pasl them. We have to be afraid these people can't be trusted. They go after money too much. We can't trust these people. All right, turn over. So the Gemara hachamsonim, people that grab from other people. So what's the havamina maskana? Mikoros sovar at the beginning they held demei koyoyev akra biyamhu that the chum thought that such a person is not possibly edus. He didn't do anything that bad. He himself was merheta. The person feels, listen, I took the hat, true, but I paid money for it. But since I paid money for it, it's not the pshat I want to take something without paying. I paid by force, so that's not so bad. But kivun the chazi since the chum saw. They call chatzvi, that people were doing it often, they were just grabbing away from one another. God's will be Rabbanim, the Rabbanim made exam that such a person becomes possibly Yedis. Tell him like this. Oy do see for them, they also read it on, Horoyim, that the shepherd, the Agaboyim, the tax collectors, Gaboyim, the Yamuksim, another type of tax collector, they're also possibly Yedis. Royim, what's for shepherds? Mikara Savak Rabbi Yama. That sometimes the shepherds, they let their animals feed in other people's fields. So they're over the Yisigezel. So first they thought it only happens once in a while. So therefore they don't become sulim. But, kivu l'chod l'kom echavni, v'shod l'kachilo, goes over Rabbanim. But the Rabbanim saw now that the maestro, the shepherds, go and take from others. So they saw they're over real Yisigezel. Therefore they said they're also sulim. Yeah. Okay. Right. Then it says what?
Hagaboyim Yamuchsim, two types of tax collectors. Mikorosova Madi Kitzlhu Koshakli. First they thought, you know what they take? The taxes they're supposed to take, what they're allowed to take, so there's no issue against them. The Kiva, the cause of the Koshakli Yisera, they saw that they're collecting more taxes than they're supposed to, Kafminov, then the Rabbanim said, if so, they're stealing money, they're a Gazlin, the apostle. Amar Rava, Roya Sharma, that's how we said a shepherd is possible to be an aid. Echod Roya Behemadaka, whether he's a shepherd for sheep, the Yechod Roya Behemadaka, whether it's for cattle. For the Gemara, me, Amar Rava, how could Rava say like this? I have Amar Rava, Roya Behemadaka, Beretz Yisrael, Sulem. Shepherds of sheep in Eretz Yisrael is possible. The Chutzlaretz, Sherem, what are they doing in Chutzlaretz? Then it's alright. Rashi says, in Eretz Yisrael it's no good, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. We don't want the animals to be there. But the Chutzlaretz is okay, you see it's Sherem, so you see a Roya for sheep is kosher. Roya behem agasa, hafil of Eretz Yisrael Sherem. What's the kasha? Here it says Roya is Sherem. It's not like we're saying Roya both apostle. And the Gemara who? The Megadla Mitma. Here it's not a real shepherd, we're talking about you raising them. Rashi says, you raise them in your house. So therefore, you're not puzzled. It's your own private stock. Still, in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't do it. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Verses, Hochinam and Mesav, this is for also. Midutani, since it said, we had a Mishnah that says, Ne'amonim alai, Shloish Yeroyah Boka.
That if a person accepts upon himself to believe, Shloish Yeroyah Boka, then they're Ne'amon to be Yedim. So you see, if you don't accept upon yourself, then the Psulim. So there's a riot at Stam Royim, or Roya is possible liyedis. We're afraid that he's going to steal. He's choshed on mammon. So my love liyedis doesn't mean to say we believe him here to be yedim. So you see, without your special kabbalah, they're not mammon. So for us, as Lord, there's no proof. Maybe ladina. It means here that if you accept it upon himself to be a dying, and for dayonim stam as a possible, because they don't know the halachas. But it could be for edis, maybe the kosher anyway. The Gemara says, Dekanan are bringing proof also to the Tony Shleisha Roya Boka. It says three. Then what do you need three for? Ili Edis, if it's a question, they should be Kosher Edim. Shleisha Lomli, what do you have to have three? So the Gemara says, Viel Lamai, what are you talking about? Ladino, to Shali, you accept upon himself to be Dayonin. So my year is Shleisha Roya Boka. What do you have to say a case? Of three shepherds for Kol Beit Telosa, the Lai Gemira, Dina. Let's say any three people that do not know the halachas, then Mikra Din, if you do not know the halachas, you can't be a dayan. But if you accept upon yourself such a bayonis, it is good. So what do you have to say, Dafka, Shloish Yeroyah Boka for? So Mora says, This is what it means to say. That Afilu Hani, Dlo Shchichi B'Yishav, even these three people of Roya Boka, that are not Shchich B'Yishav of Yerlam, even such people also, if you accept upon himself to be the Kabbalah, to be the Yonim, they're kosher. I mean, it's okay, not for the kosher, but you can have such a Kabbalah. Omer of Yehuda of Yehuda holds, Stam Roya Apostle, Stam, a person that's a shepherd in the fields, Minastam, even though we did not see that he took the animals in other people's fields, but Minastam is possible. But Stam Gaboy Kasha, Stam a tax collector, as long as we did not see him take extra money, still is Kasha to say Yedis. Nothing more says, Avuad Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera's father, Ovid Giviyosa Tlesa Shonin. He was a tax collector for 13 years. Now, Kiyaviyosi Reish Nora, when the head of the city would come in, Reish Nora means the head of the Noah, the one to the sphere of the river, or Mithrum means the one that's in charge to make the taxes on the city. So, Reb Zera that used to collect for him, when he used to see that the head come into the city, see, Kihevi Chazi Rabbanim, when he would see the Tamich Chomim, Omele, he would tell them like nicely, Lechami Bovachad Recha. In other words, go hide, don't be outside in the streets now, come inside. So Rashi says, "Le'nechzimu b'chor reishin hora." Know that the head in charge should not see you. That he's the sar ear, and he should not see that there are too many people living here. Because if he sees there are a lot of people living in the city, he's going to ask for a lot of taxes. So that's what Reb Zera wanted to make it easy on the people, and they said, "Hide." He should not see you. And he had the chazi inshe demosa when Reb Zera's father used to see some of the people living in the city. Omer, he would tell them like this, listen, Reish Nehoro Osalamosa, the chief in charge, he's in the city right now. And like, hide from him. Because Vidna today, Nichsis Abel Lefnim Bro, it's like an expression, he'll slaughter the father in front of the son, or Bro Lefnim Abel, and the son in front of the father. In other words to say, he's going to collect a lot of money. So therefore, go ahead and hide. That's what Avud of Zera used to tell the people in the city. And as the Gemara says, Nashon, Chavot, and Aleph, or Midnazu, Kulu,